Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can join us here on the radio waves. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've got on the way here some audio. If we get the chance of the John and Kat Bleich, they're friends of the show. We've had them on. John and Kat were here actually on a Bitcoin tour most recently, a couple of months ago now, I think at this point, maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And they got pulled over recently in Austin, Texas, and they did a pretty good job of exercising their rights, especially considering they actually had their kids with them at the time, and their children were terrified of the police who had pulled them over. I'll play that when we get the chance. But there's also other news that is in relation to police pullovers, specifically the use of drug dogs on the side of the road. And went to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, where, according to Radley Balco over at the Washington Post, they issued a troubling ruling about drug dogs. U.S. versus Bentley is just the latest in a series of rulings in which the federal courts refuse to consider the possibility that police departments may be manipulating the dogs to authorize unlawful searches. Well, our officers would never. I mean, that would suggest that there would be dishonest police, and we couldn't possibly suggest to people that the police, who are their paladins of justice, would, for a moment, consider doing something so dastardly.
Well, you sound pretty biased when you read all this, and especially with the intro. What I believe is going on here is that dogs are trained in order to alert on drugs. They're trained with a treat or, you know, the ball they like or whatever it is. And they want to make you happy. By you, I mean
the trainer.
The handler, right? Yeah. And, you know, alerting makes the handler happy because the handler then gets to look in whatever it is.
That's right. And then the handler gives them a treat.
Right.
Or the ball.
So, sometimes they don't alert. I've had a drug dog, go over my stuff. They didn't alert. It really depends largely, and they've done studies on this, it depends largely on what the handler believes. If the handler believes that there's something in the bag, the dog is more likely to alert because, well, I mean, they're man's best friend. They've been with us for hundreds of thousands of years. They can read us better than we can read ourselves. And so if the guy thinks there's something, if the handler thinks, the handler may be male or female, believes there's something in the bag, then, the dog's going to pick up on that, and they're going to try to make their handler happy.
You sound like a conspiracy theorist, Mark.
That's a conspiracy
Our
theory?
Officers would never do those things on purpose.
Obviously, people have beliefs. I mean, who thinks that an officer doesn't walk into a situation believing one way or the other about a particular bag or area? I mean, who thinks that? If you just take a dog and you walk him through the train, as I've had my most recent drug search, the officer's probably not going to think anything particular about the people as they walk past. But if you've got somebody standing there with, I don't know, a big tie-dye pot leaf T-shirt on and long hair and the little round sunglasses, maybe the officer is going to believe that person might have cannabis on them. And if they come to that conclusion in their mind, then the dog's going to alert. This is why dogs are very good at deciding whether or not the officer believes the person has drugs, but that's not what the dogs are there for.
So the courts refuse to consider the possibility that the department could be manipulating the dog or the officer could manipulate the dog to authorize unlawful searches, or at the very least that police agencies aren't ensuring the dogs are being trained to minimize that possibility, even though that would be easy to do. The problem with drug-sniffing dogs is not that dogs aren't capable of sniffing out drugs. It's that we've bred into domestic dogs a trait that trumps that ability, a desire to read us and to please us.
Yeah, it's like I read this article.
Yeah, have you?
No, but I have read the research on this particular subject.
If a drug dog isn't specifically trained to compensate for this, it will merely read its handler's body language and confirm its handler's suspicions about who is and who isn't hiding drugs. And think about this. You know, if you get pulled over and you don't have drugs, now, first of all, you don't know whether there are drugs in your car, right? If you have any family members or friends who have been riding in your car, at some point, whether you were there or not, they could have stashed some drugs in your car.
Anything could have happened. Or they could have fallen out.
Sure. Fallen down in the seat crack or whatever. And you don't know. Okay? So just because you're consenting to a search, which I don't recommend that you do, and I'm not
under no circumstances should you do that.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't know what they're going to find. And then all of a sudden, oh, look, they found your buddy's stash of marijuana. Well, you didn't know that was there. That's not going to stop them from charging you criminally with possessing that marijuana.
Let's talk about searching a vehicle real quick. The good American patriotic thing to do is to refuse a search. Here's why. Not only are these the rights that people have fought and died for in this country, but you're wasting that police officer's time. If you don't have drugs in that car, you just tell them, hey, officer, really, there's better things for you to be doing. There's no drugs here. And that way, what you're doing as a citizen is you're putting that police officer back on the street so they can go do some better work. Now, if that officer somehow, disagrees with you, like, this is the best thing I can be doing right now, that officer is, wait for it, wrong, okay? Right? And police officers that are wrong enough should be given negative consequences for that. If you do not give negative consequences to people in this world, they will not learn.
What's the negative consequence for the officer?
Being told no. These people are, you know, not used to being told no.
That's true.
People will unwisely and unpatriotically say, sure, I've got nothing to hide. Well, that's a dumb reason to let somebody search your vehicle. If you have nothing to hide, put that officer back on the streets so they can go and find somebody who is breaking a law.
You may have
committing a crime against someone.
Right. You may have nothing to hide, but you also probably have better things to do than have your car tossed.
Some people don't. Some people have nothing better to do than let a police officer search their car and then put it back together on the side of the road.
You're the one who has to do that. They won't do that for you in a lot of cases.
In some cases they will.
I've never heard about that case, but
I'm sure some officer would feel contrite for tossing your car
probably is
and attempt to put it back together for you.
But, Mark, you know, in order for an officer to toss your car in the first place, they have to be a real a-hole. So I don't know if they'd be likely to put it all back together for you.
They're going to have to look. I mean, when you're looking through something, you have to dig through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
but they don't have to look. They can choose not to.
They can.
And if they're insisting or
it's
if they're
their job to
illegally
look,
searching, because some of them will ignore what you want and they'll just go ahead and do it anyway. And no, Mark, it is not their job to look. It is their job to catch criminals doing, you know, criminal activity. Now, they will define criminal activity differently than you and I would. I don't think it's criminal unless somebody actually gets hurt, unless there's a victim. And in the case of possessing drugs, there is no victim. As far as I'm concerned, the police don't need to be doing that at all. It's a waste of their time.
You did not ask me whether or not I thought the police should be doing that. It is their job.
Their job is to use discretion.
It's what their employers tell them they should do.
Not everywhere. In fact, it doesn't really seem to happen here in New Hampshire very often. I've never heard of it. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen here. It probably does. But, I've been here for nearly a decade. I've got a lot of people who are friends of mine who've been pulled over at various different points. And the only time I've ever heard of a search being asked about was somebody who got pulled over in Vermont, not New Hampshire. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I think that there are some departments, Mark, that have different strategies and different things that are priorities over others. Like, for instance, here in the Keene area in New Hampshire, I know they give out a lot of warnings. We certainly know that there are departments where it's not, you know, they're not told to warn people. They're told to ticket and ticket as often as they possibly can because it's all about revenue for those other departments. In New Hampshire, the local police do not get revenue from the tickets that they write. So their incentives are a little bit different. So to just say across the board that it's their job to toss people's cars, that's not true. I've not seen that as true in everywhere.
It's their job if their bosses tell them it's their job.
And even if their bosses tell them, it's still their job to use discretion, and so they can go out on the streets and ignore their
boss. The average citizen is the boss that is superior to the police officer's boss, right? Well, that's the concept, right? That's the story we're told in civics class.
And if you believe, as far as it goes.
If you believe that story we were told in civics class, it is your job to help that officer reallocate their time in a more efficient fashion. And the best way you can help that officer reallocate their time in a more efficient fashion is to say, look, officer, there's nothing in this car. The best thing for you to do is to go about your business. I'm going to refuse your search now. Please. Let me go. Am I free to go? Am I being detained?
855-450-FREE is our number. 855-450-3733. More about this court ruling coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Drug dogs, they are in the news over on the Washington Post site. Radley Balco, who does a really great job of kind of keeping up with the police state in America, is following a federal court decision, the appeals court of the Seventh Circuit, issuing a troubling ruling about drug dogs last week. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. Our number is 855-450-FREE.
I hold in my hand the solution to Obamacare. At least it was in my household. It's Liberty Health Share. It's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their own healthcare decisions. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make their decision based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. For me, for our household, it was like half the cost of health insurance. I spoke to my wife about it. She looked at the costs and everything, and pulled out the paperwork for what we'd been quoted previously, and that was our experience. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, live out your values in healthcare, join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org. It's 1-855-58-LIBERTY. LibertyHealthShare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY.
So we're talking about the Seventh Circuit Court, U.S. Court of Appeals, in a drug dog case, U.S. versus Bentley. This according to Radley Balco at the Washington Post. A little bit more info, and then we'll jump into your calls and thoughts here. Balco's pointing out that a dog, since they're pack animals, they are interested in pleasing you as the alpha, if you have positioned yourself in that way, and certainly a police trainer does. So they want to read you and to please you, and unless the dog is trained to compensate for that natural ability, it'll do that. It'll essentially do what the handler is wanting it to do, basically. It has been confirmed by tests of canine units that have shown that controlled tests designed to fool the handlers are much more likely to trigger false alerts than controlled tests designed to fool the dogs. So if you can get the handler to think that there's drugs in something, the dog will react. The fact that mine-sniffing dogs, as in mines that blow up, tend to be more accurate than their drug-sniffing cousins further illustrates the point. Handlers not only have fewer preconceptions about where mines are located, but they also have an incredibly strong incentive for the dogs to be accurate about finding them. But even here, the dog-handler bond can become problematic, which is why some detection experts are turning to rats. The problem is that invasive searches based on no more than a government official's hunch is precisely what the Fourth Amendment is supposed to guard against. Unfortunately, the way the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on this issue not only doesn't account for the problem, but also has given police agencies a strong incentive to ensure that drug dogs aren't trained to act independently of their handler's suspicions. A dog prone to false alerts means more searches, which means more opportunities to find and seize cash and other lucre under asset forfeiture policies.
Right. It doesn't, the police department isn't harmed if somebody is searched,
falsely.
Falsely. Yeah, falsely is a good term.
Right. There's no consequence for the officer in question. There's no consequence for the department. The only consequence is for you and your inconvenience of not getting to where it was you were going to go and you having your rights, your right to privacy, violated. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Let's go to Scott first. He's in Panama City. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How are you guys doing today? Hey,
welcome, sir.
Question. I haven't had instances where I've had, police officers that have asked me to search my vehicle. I've had an incident one time where I had was on a military base or going through a military base on a highway and had an officer that I was speeding. It was about 1 o'clock when I was coming back from Tampa Bay, Florida. But anyway, he went to pull me over, and I've always been taught, slow down and pull over at the first safest right-hand turn that you can pull over to. And I did, and I guess that really irritated the officer. Well, you know, when he came up to the vehicle, I mean, he was just hateful. And, you know, my philosophy is you come up, you give me respect, I'll give you respect back.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, it just got to a point where he was just getting really belligerent with me. And I told him, I said, well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to roll up my window. You need to call your superior officer. And as soon as your superior officer gets down here, then we will continue to have this conversation. But anyway, you know, what do you do if you're in a situation where you get an officer that pulls you over and wants to search your vehicle and you tell him no? You know, what are your rights in that instance?
Well, I guess. Okay, so first of all, I'm not an attorney, but here's my suggestion based on, you know, on my experience in dealing with police as a cop block agent. And I would say the number one thing to do is record the situation and make sure the officer knows he's being recorded, because in a lot of cases, just that knowledge will change how the outcome of the situation transpires, how the officer is behaving throughout the scene. And so if you are telling an officer no and you're also recording, well, then it's on the record, right? That officer can't say later on, unless he smashes your camera and beats you, the officer can't say later on that you allowed him to search, because it's now been caught on the record. And so, therefore, if he proceeds to search anyway, even without your permission, he is violating, essentially, he's violating the rules. I mean, they can't search without asking unless they have probable cause to search. And if they have probable cause, he won't ask you. So by virtue of the fact that he's asking to search means that he does not have any real reason to do so beyond a hunch.
The next thing you need to say if they are demanding a search is look, you know, they can't hold you past the normal time for a ticket. So
that's right.
Just because you're having a conversation doesn't mean you're required to be there. So what you need to say is no for the search. I would like to depart now. Am I being detained?
Yeah. Or am I free to go?
Am I free to go? Am I being detained? Because if they don't want to, they need to answer that question. If they haven't answered that question, then, you know, you are officially allowed to go. They just need to answer that question. I wouldn't pull away until I get an answer, though. And
right,
I would have that on video, too.
Right. I guess why I'm asking is because, you know, in my mind, I think that, you know, if an officer tells me, you know, they want to search my vehicle, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, really, they kind of have that right to, because
they do not. No, they do not.
So that's why I was kind of asking the question, because I really wasn't certain. And I'm sure there are probably a lot of people out there that feel the same way that I do. That, you know, if an officer says, well, I'd like to search your vehicle, are you going to give me permission? You know, I feel like, well, I really don't have an option here.
You know, absolutely do have an option.
You're supposed to feel that way.
Yeah, that's why they'll have to. That's why they say things. They're very, very careful with how they word these things.
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of your car now.
Or I'm going to have to ask to search your car. And the way he says it with his hand on his gun makes it seem like it's not asking. But he's actually, in point of fact, asking. I'm going to have to ask you. So what he's saying there is, well, sir, I do not have any probable cause to search your car. So by my protocols, I'm going to have to ask you to search. Because I can't do it on my own. I need your permission. And anytime they ask you to search, just say no. Scott, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Good luck out there on the roads. I know it's not easy down in Florida. Those cops can be pretty nasty, and they're everywhere. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your experiences on the side of the road. It's Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on the radio waves here and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. It doesn't have to be police searches, drug dogs specifically. There's been a court case out of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals that we're going over. Radley Balco over at WashingtonPost.com with a piece. We'll continue with some of his points about it here in a moment. Basically, you know, focusing on the fact that these drug dogs have been proven with, you know, independent studies that, you know, these guys aren't accurate. They're just not accurate at finding drugs. They're more accurate at doing what their handler wants them to do, which, of course, is alert to drugs, even if there aren't any drugs there. Because, well, if a dog alerts on a car, then that gives the handler the excuse that they need legally to search the car and then find who knows what, and possibly write you up with all manner of different citations you wouldn't have otherwise received.
I kind of feel bad the way you phrased it. The dogs aren't doing anything wrong. The dogs are doing what they're trained to do.
Isn't that what I said?
They get rewarded to do. Well, you're accurate. They're accurate in deciding what it is that their handler wants.
Right, they're accurate in pleasing their handler. And
which is what any dog wants to do, right?
So we're talking about that. You can also bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you're getting online through your home, your work internet connection, your phone, you are not protected by default. from people who might want to, let's say, save your surfing history, like your own internet service provider is probably doing right now, saving all the websites you go to, the search terms you're entering, maybe keeping those logs for several years. Criminals sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. You can foil those people by getting ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, where you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our discount code, which is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off, and that breaks down the price to about $5 per month, and that gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Just get started right now over at proxpn.com/FTL. And use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We go to Omar, listening in Albuquerque. Omar, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to Kiva.
Yeah, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know, I'm just preface this by saying I'm a former police officer, ex-graduated valedictorian of my academy class. And what you're talking about tonight is kind of pretty much a pet peeve of mine.
Hmm.
And that I hate seeing officers that go around or play the law to their advantage or people's lack of knowledge of it.
So you are not a fan of an officer trying to get consent to search?
I've never tried. Well, they do it all the wrong way, and I've never trusted the dogs anyway myself.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand is an officer cannot ask you if he can search until the stop is complete.
Really?
You have your copy of the citation, your driver's license. You have to have all of your information back before he can ask.
So that's interesting. I did not realize that. So what you're saying is when an officer asks you to search, you should have already gotten the ticket, and that is an indicator that this stop is over and that if your next question out of your mouth is, am I free to go, he should say yes.
Correct.
Interesting.
Now, when an officer asks to search, you never say yes or no. You simply say, am I free to go?
Mm.
Because
you're not obligated to answer his questions.
Correct. You don't get into the yes-no argument. You simply say, am I free to go? You put it back on the officer, but the stop has to be complete. They can't ask you while they're still in the middle of issuing you a citation if they are doing so. You have to have all of your documents back before he can ask. It has to be a totally separate incident.
Interesting.
What makes an officer ask? I have never had this asked of me.
Respectable.
I suppose that's what it is, but I mean, I'm a convicted felon. If they have something up on their computer right there, I see no reason why they wouldn't look me up. They've never asked me. They've asked friends of mine. And do you have any clue what makes them ask?
What makes them ask is just visual cues. Of course, most people are nervous in a stop anyway.
Sure.
So we're used to seeing that. You get used to seeing that, but are they overly nervous? Do they keep glancing at a particular area in the vehicle?
Hmm.
There are visual indicators that may cause you to ask. The second pet peeve of mine, and I've talked to friends who are attorneys, and the way I'm not happy with the drug dog issue myself. In the majority of states, if not all of them, a police dog is a commissioned officer. If you injure the dog, shoot the dog, attack the dog, you're going to be charged with the same penalties as you would a human officer.
It's a felony.
In Florida, I know that there's it's a third-degree felony for harming a police dog or horse. Maybe it's second.
Well, so here's the issue. When you deny consent to search to one officer, it extends to all officers from that point forward for that particular stop. A police dog, if you notice, and they're walking around, they tap parts of the vehicle. They're directing the dog where to search.
Mm-hmm.
So now either the dog is an officer and you just turn it loose and it walks around on its own, or it's a tool used by the handler. In either case, once you've denied consent to search, it extends to all officers, including that dog. But nobody has ever attacked it in court from that angle.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's the way to beat it. They argue, is it a false, is it a hit, or what's wrong? But they've never brought up the argument, if the dog's an officer and I deny consent to search, then that extends to the dog as well.
Well, wouldn't they be arguing? Yeah. I mean, I think that's an interesting approach, but wouldn't the police's argument counter to that be essentially that, well, the dog wasn't searching the vehicle, it was just sniffing the air around it, which is a legal thing to do?
Well, if it can do it without another officer's or handler's direction, more power to it. Then I don't have a problem with it. But if another officer is directing, tapping the vehicle where to sniff, then the dog is being used as a tool, and that officer is conducting an illegal search if you have not granted consent.
Good information, Omar. Is there anything else you want to share?
It's no different than the flashlights that have the built-in alcohol detector sensors in them.
Yeah, that's a sneaky move.
It's no different than that.
Omar, great call, man.
I see somebody attack it from that angle.
Thank you for bringing that up. I really appreciate it. Really useful information, and I thank you for it tonight. Appreciate the info.
It's always the ex-cops that have the best info.
They are great, man, and I appreciate that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So what he said was pretty useful, and I did not realize that was the case. It sounds right, though, right? Like the idea that they can't ask you to search legally. That doesn't mean that some cop won't violate the law, but legally they're supposed to only ask that question once they've served you with your ticket or whatever it was you were initially pulled over for.
Anything they do wrong is no big deal unless you take it to a higher court anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you're taking it on up to appeals court. It doesn't really matter if it doesn't go any farther than that, because it doesn't count as far as the law is concerned.
And there's no consequence to them generally anyway for botching it up beyond maybe, you know, a nasty letter from the chief in a lot of cases.
Tops.
That's the worst that'll happen. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dan. He's in Newport, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Dan.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
A few
go ahead.
Years ago, I was working as a reporter here in Newport News, so I don't know the policies of other cities. But I got to spend some good time with the police, like along the lines of what you'd do if you went to Citizens Academy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one evening, a police officer explained to me that when they were working in high crime areas, high drug areas of the town, that they understand that most of the people don't know their rights. So the officer told me, he said, so I see this guy walking down the street. I know he's a bad guy, and I know he's dealing, so I know he's got drugs on him. So I go up to him, pull him over, and I also know that he doesn't know his rights. And so I ask him if I can search him. Well, the cop, he said, well, the bad guy in his mind figures that if I don't let him search me, he's going to get a search warrant. But if I do just go ahead and act like I'm innocent and let him search me, he's not going to find anything.
And that is a bad viewpoint to be coming from. If you want to continue telling your story, stand by, Dan. We'll come back to you. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back now, more Free Talk Live. We continue here on the live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features we have for you there. You can enjoy them for free. There are archives going back a long way, almost a decade's worth of shows for free. You just go click and download, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. Go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the police, specifically drug dog searches on the side of the road. Hopefully this hasn't happened to you. If it has, then you know what some of the real negative consequences can be from this. Even if you don't have drugs in your car, sometimes the best case, if you have allowed the search, which is a terrible idea, you should always say no to a search, or as our last officer pointed out, instead of saying yes or no, just simply ask the question back, am I free to go? Because the officer who just called into the show said that apparently once a cop asks you if he can search your car, that stop is over. The reason they stopped you, which was to possibly issue you some sort of a ticket, once they've issued you that ticket or that warning, stop's over. If you consent to a search, you're consenting to hang out with that officer for a little while longer and give him the chance to arrest you for something.
I'd still make sure I ask that question, am I free to go? Because you don't want a situation where, you know, the kid in South Carolina just this week got killed over 10 grams of marijuana because was driving away from a stop when he hadn't been given permission by the police officer. The officer says, he's trying to hit me.
If there's one question that you should have in your repertoire dealing with police, it's am I free to go? For sure. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Dan is with us in Virginia. Dan, you are a reporter of some sort, journalist, and you were on a ride-along with some police there in Newport News in the past, and you were actually, one officer was honest with you enough to admit that he picks on people specifically because he figures they don't know their rights. People in poorer neighborhoods, for instance, he figures they don't know what the heck they're doing as far as their rights are concerned, so he's just going to walk all over them. Did you want to share more about that?
Yeah, well, first of all, that's absolutely correct how you said it. And but first of all, I'm not a reporter anymore. That was at that time. But anyways, yeah, well, he actually said that was the policy. It was not something he was just...
It was policy to pick on people who don't know their rights?
Yeah, correct. If they think that they're the bad guy, yeah, to go ahead and pick on them because they pretty much know they don't know their rights. And it's way the way he explained it, he said, you know, don't we search him because the guy figures we're not going to find anything because he thinks he's smarter than us, and then we find the drugs and we have the arrest. And I ever since that happened, I haven't been able to get it out of my head. I thought, well, you wonder why we're having these riots? I may not experience that anger because I'm not getting pulled over for a search because I know my rights. But if you don't respect our rights from the beginning, there's just something very wrong here.
Yeah, it really just it really shows you the mentality of some of these officers. I'm not going to say they're all the way that this guy is, but the fact that this was departmental policy is very concerning.
Well, it's the reasonable outcome of this game, the game called the drug war. The reasonable outcome is when one side has very few consequences for sort of stepping beyond the law, and the other side has tremendous consequences.
Right.
You're going to see one side, behave entirely differently than the other side. And that's the problem.
Right.
The police and prosecutors and judges, they don't bear any responsibility for a bad search.
Anything else you want to share, Dan? Go ahead.
No, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Mike. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Mike.
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Go for it.
Hey, I have something interesting to ask you, because I know this has happened to somebody. They were pulled over. Cop asked to search the vehicle. They said no. The cop impounded the vehicle and took it back to the police station on a tow truck, on a flatbed.
It's my understanding that's unconstitutional.
I had that happen to a friend of mine, James Cleveland.
How did they get away with doing that?
Well, that's the thing. They can kind of just do whatever they want to, and then if you don't call them on it later, they get away with it. So that tends to be especially how the more corrupt police act is, well, we'll just throw it up against a wall and we'll see what sticks. And, most of the time, especially if they're dealing with people who don't know their rights, the people who don't know their rights don't know their rights have been violated when they're violated, and they don't know what to do about it, even if they do know. You know, they may not be able to afford an attorney. No attorneys in town may want to go up against the police department. So there are a variety of reasons why people just sort of move on once their rights have been violated.
Well, it's emotionally taxing to deal with law enforcement and that sort of thing too. I mean, who wants to deal with this? Once it's done, let's just be done. You know, it stinks. It stinks having to deal with
with
court.
When you're on the side of the road, can they get a search warrant and then do it?
In theory, they could.
But they can't hold you longer than the normal amount of time to
write
the ticket. So,
but you've got to define what is the normal amount of time.
Agreed. And the highest court, the Supreme Court, has refused to do that. And sadly, they should be 20 minutes is what they should say. Right.
It's crazy.
I'm not saying that the system isn't broken. As a matter of fact, I've been saying just the opposite for a very long time.
Well, because if it ever happens to me, I want to know what my rights are in a situation like that.
Well, hopefully
and
the
what
officer
I can do about it.
Yeah, so hopefully the officer we just had on can help a little bit with that.
I don't want my car getting ripped apart either in some tow yard somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you can't control what a rogue cop's going to do, okay? The only thing
rogue department.
or a rogue department. You can only control how you handle the situation. And as I said before, and it's worth saying again, record the scene, whatever it is that goes on. I realize that they're going to try to take the car away and search it in secret. You obviously won't be able to record something like that, but do your best to assert your desire to observe that searching process go on, because certainly it is possible they could plant something in your car. That's not unheard of when it comes to these corrupt officers. If they're willing to, you know, to lie, if they're willing to force their way into searching your car, they're certainly willing to plant something in there. So, really, all you can do is assert your rights, assert them on video, and then later on, lawyer up when the time comes. Certainly, you don't want to admit to anything. Don't answer their questions. You're not obligated to do that. This isn't legal advice. It's just some suggestions based on experience. And I would also recommend dropping into copblock.org when you get a chance. They've got some really good information about your rights and how to assert them. And thank you, Mike, for your call tonight. Good luck out there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're dealing with the police who are willing to violate their own rules, to violate the law in order to get a conviction, then there's the only thing you can do is be on the defensive when the time comes, and that is, you know, not roll over, don't take the plea deal, find some attorneys who care about rights and, you know, try to get them on your side. But this is a costly process, and I don't blame anybody for just wanting it to go away or, you know, taking a plea deal. Ultimately, taking a plea deal in these cases is not helping. That encourages, it doesn't help you and the rest of us, it encourages the police to do what they're doing because they know they can get away with it.
Well, the plea deal system itself is corrupt. I mean, it's a terrible system. It is a way for, the only people that benefits are guilty people and prosecutors who want to continue to run their numbers up, and police, I suppose, to some extent. But, I mean, it benefits the system, which is there to serve us, right? The system is supposed to serve justice. And if it doesn't serve justice, it's broken. And so when you're talking about a system where fewer than 1% of people go on to get a trial, and only one-third of them gets found not guilty, you know you have a broken system that is designed to run innocent people through the grist mill of government bureaucracy.
That's what it's designed to do, Mark, so it's not broken. It's doing that very, very well. It's running people through
that.
Do you
accept that?
Mill.
The average radio listener does not.
Oh, I don't like it, but that's just how it is. I mean, this system isn't designed to protect you. It's designed to protect the politicians who set it up. It's designed to protect the attorneys who are profiting from it.
Well, it was set up by attorneys.
And it's designed to protect the police from any kind of responsibility for their actions.
When you say
and it's doing very well at those things.
When you say politician, you distinguish between attorneys, but that's what we have here. We have
not in New Hampshire so much. In New Hampshire,
49 other states,
right.
In Washington, D.C., 90-plus percent of the politicians
in
the United States are lawyers. It's a lawyer-industrial complex set up to stuff money in the pockets
of
lawyers.
Stop playing into their game and saying that it's set to serve you. It's not set to serve you. It's set to take from you. It's set to extract your wealth and extract your obedience until the point where you can barely take it anymore. I mean, that's as far as they can push it, is to the point where you can just barely take it anymore, because if you get pushed beyond that point, well, you might have a violent revolution or something like that. So they're very cautious about how far they push.
That's because they're
a
monopoly. If it wasn't, if it was otherwise, you just leave the company, right? Like, if a company gives you bad customer service, you just leave it.
All right, we got more coming up here, including some audio from some people who are asserting their rights on the side of the road. We'll give you a little example of what that can be like, and it's not an easy thing to do. Hour number two is coming up, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years. Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.